we'll see. We'll, who knows? I know the candidates will have a chance. No one's opposed, are they?
Probably not.
Oh, you, yeah. There's a, okay. Well, I'm sorry. It's hard for me.
But are you running?
See you, Mimi.
Thanks for coming, Mimi.
Merry Christmas.
See you. It's that clock, right?
Yes, it is, I guess.
5:30.
Yeah.
And Mark said he's going to be a little late.
Yeah.
Yes, Mark.
We can do the minutes and
yeah.
If there's anything to sign, you can sign them.
All right, it is April 17th, 2019. Wait. And I'd like to open the public meeting for the Cotuit Board of Water Commissioners for the Cotuit Fire District. It's 5:30 p.m. Our first agenda item is public comment. Before we get started, is anyone taping tonight? Amy Cates is taping. Thank you. Besides the Cotuit Water Commissioners. Thank you. Any public comment? Yes.
May I ask any public comment to the end?
Sure. Yes. Okay. Would you like to go before we set the next meeting date? Or at the very end. At the very end. Okay. Yes, that's fine. Absolutely. Okay, we have minutes from our last meeting that we want to take a look at. This is good for me. Have to read without a test.
Meeting's adjourned. Look at this guy. That's classic. That looks pretty cool.
Yes. I think our boys played together more than once. Probably coached Gray at least once. once or twice, right? Were we on the ice? Were we ever on the ice together a few times? Coaching? Farm, peewees, mice, squirts, squirrels. Yeah, he was out there with us. Yeah. So it's 5:37. We have Commissioner Campbell and Commissioner Robinson, as well as myself, Commissioner Hoppenstead, in attendance, and Superintendent Wiseman from the Water Department.
I make a motion we approve the minutes as they're presented.
I had
two different sets of minutes there.
Well, the minutes from the regular meeting, March 20th.
I had one change in the third paragraph, halfway down. It says the current rate will be $10 billed twice annually, total for $20 per service connection. I think that's the proposed rate.
Yes.
Other than that, I thought it looked great.
So you're saying the proposed rate would be $10 per bill twice? Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of current.
Just a point of clarification.
Okay.
With that correction, I'm fine.
Okay.
Can we just amend the motion as revised?
All right, I make a motion to accept the minutes of 3/20/19 as revised, replacing the word proposed and taking out the word current and replacing it with proposed.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairperson, with the minutes in hand, that particular paragraph we're talking about has the wording that we would like to, I believe, have put into the district meeting for a vote. What kind of, do we have to do any more to make sure that gets put into the warrant, or?
Yes, we do. I have to get the final bylaw to, proposed bylaw to the Prudential Committee before their meeting on the 22nd. Because bylaw revisions have to go through them before they go to Charlie.
Bylaw committee still doesn't.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't feel like they had any big problems with the language or the intent of the bylaw. So I wanted to check with Mark Boudreau, and I didn't get a chance today. So I'm hoping that I can catch up with him tomorrow and just review that wording with him and then get it over to the Prudential Committee.
My wife did discuss it last month. They're trying to make it in.
Yeah, it has to be in by the 29th, at least 30 days, but the Prudential Committee can close the date earlier. Current law says at least 30 days, but they have the ability, if they meet on the 22nd, to say that it's closed. We're done. We've accepted everything that's going to go in. So in that case, we got to get it pretty fast in there, and I think the bylaw was supposed to be the 15th, was it?
Monday.
Yeah, so...
Yes.
So there's a chance that they might not meet before the
day.
Yeah. So, I mean, we still would like people to talk about it and everything else, but I think what we're doing is the bylaw committee doesn't actually have to put it in. We put it in as...
So they were advisory, the production committee is the...
Yeah, it has to be. They're the ones who close what's going in. Yeah.
So I guess for our purposes to move forward, we would want to remove the existing capital improvement bylaw in Article 9, Section 5, and replace it with new language establishing a stabilization fund in keeping with the directive from the Prudential Committee for the Water Department to be self-funding, in accordance with Mass General Law, Chapter 40, Section 5B, as amended 2016. The stabilization account would be funded by a new revenue source that is being proposed as part of the new water rates being introduced and going into effect on July 1st, 2019. The proposed rate will be $10 billed twice annually, total of $20 per service connection. This revenue would be accounted for separately by the Water Department and would be kept in a separate account with the Treasurer. The funds would then be expended for extraordinary or unforeseen expenditures, including but not limited to capital improvements, emergency situations, requiring immediate funds, and/or land management activities necessary to protect the integrity of the watersheds. Use of these funds would require a two-thirds vote at a district meeting. So that's, in a nutshell, what the wording will be. I think where it says the proposed rate will be $10 billed twice annually, total of $20 per service connection. Is that does not apply that it's for new services? That's for all services.
Correct. Any new account also, it would just be added on as you go through. Every account will be paying the same.
Right.
There's only one. Just looking at this, there's one question. If 10 years from now, we look at this, because this was mentioned to me last night, why just $20 a year? So, with that in mind, I mean, I'm not proposing we do any more, but if we're going to review these every 5 years, say in 10 years from now, we have a large project looking at us down the road, and we want to change it to $40 a year. Would this pigeonhole us into the numbers that we are putting down here, or can we just say the proposed rate will be billed twice annually per service connection without putting a number in there?
I would personally stick with the number at this point.
Okay, I just wanted to know how that worked. Okay. Yeah.
It would require then a bylaw amendment, which is fine. And expenditures or deposits into this account require two-thirds of the voting members at a district meeting to approve it anyway. So.
Okay, I'm good then.
Cindy, you put your hand up a minute ago. Did you have something to share?
Okay.
Okay.
As concerning the second set of minutes, 3/26/19, the special meeting we had, I suppose we accept these minutes as presented.
That's for the new hire?
Yes.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Yeah.
He came back after his first day.
He came back today?
Yeah, he's back again today. He said he'd be back tomorrow.
That's a good thing.
We're doing all right, I guess.
He's a good guy. I think he's a really good hire.
He's done really well.
He's going to be good for the
district. He's already got a couple things he'd like to adjust to make things a little easier. Helping, taking the other guys right under his wing and everything else. Nice.
before we move away from the proposed bylaw change, do we need a motion on that, or do you think we just present it to the Prudential Committee as is?
I think you're going to have to set somebody up with Mark Boudreau and probably vote on presenting it to the Prudential Committee at that. So you probably want to vote to finalize and present the bylaw to four districts.
Okay. So we need a motion to that this board make a presentation of a finalized amendment to the bylaw, to the bylaws at their at the Prudential's meeting on Monday night after it's been reviewed by the district's attorney. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So I'll go ahead and do that. I've got the next couple of days off.
I can create.
Get in touch with him and review it with them, and then I'll see if I can't get on Prudential Committee's agenda for Monday the 22nd. Yeah. Has that been already set?
I believe just so. Show yeah, that's what's that's usually when they do meet. I don't think there has not been anything. There's nothing at the town hall right now that says that they're meeting then, but that's when they're supposed to be.
Monday the 22nd.
It hasn't been advertised yet. Yeah. Do you?
It's usually at 5:30, isn't it?
No. You need that. I signed it, but I did cross out that word.
That's fine.
So
that's fine. Yeah. I'll take that. That's how it should be presented.
Swing
do you have it be on record, so?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I just didn't know, so you needed the word.
That meeting needs
like
to be.
And I've got
set in stone 3 working days. So if it's not scheduled tomorrow, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Okay.
We'll look tomorrow, and I'll let you know if they're going to be changing it to the following week, 29th, which
is the dead deadline.
That's everything really close.
Yeah. Good with minutes. Warrants.
We are, but this was available to do tonight, so while you're here, we'll just do it tonight, yeah.
Did these electronically once.
Yeah, I broke my computer doing it.
You got it, though. Did it bog the thing down?
It took me a day and a half, really, to get, because I have problems with my computer. Or it's just me.
Your computer has problems with you?
Nothing much. Just trying to read what's down the bottom. This has some carbon copies in the back, so try not to press down too hard. Your name will be across everything with the carbon copies in the back.
Okay. All right. Be careful of that.
Wow, look at you go.
Carbon copies.
I know.
I didn't know they made them.
I didn't. All I could figure is they must have had a lot of paper left over when they had got some really good deal on some of the old
right.
Dot matrix or whatever they are.
Christ, so cowardly.
Yeah, hold what you want, yeah. Yeah, that's the people who put the cameras in. Very modern company. Put in a very modern security system, but their billing system is.
Well.
That's what the guy said to me. I really think they just bought like a really lot of cases of paper, and they're trying to use it up before they upgrade anything.
Are you talking about the power?
Yes.
Yes.
So while we are signing this last of these warrants, which may be the last ones we have to physically sign, I didn't know, because we've always made them available to the public to view, if there can't be something, even though we do an electronic signing, if something can't be made for the public at our monthly meeting.
I think when we talked about doing this, we said we would make sure they were available for the public at the monthly meetings, or try to whatever ones, you know, we had signed.
Oh, we don't necessarily have to have all the supporting bills to go with it. We can just have the face sheet that shows the totals.
I'll find out.
We also talked about having them available online if we didn't have them here for the public. Right? Yep.
This week, I only have 1 month to go, so.
Might be something we could make copies of and bring to every meeting. Something simple like that. Make sure everything has a copy of it, you know, that it's been done. Bring it to the meeting if anybody wants to view it, because I don't know with the whole request.
Stop, stop. Somebody's getting the copy.
It's a long time.
I don't want to make a big deal out of this because it's just, I know some people have approached me that they like the idea of being able to come to me and they like to be able to just view them. I'm not talking about, making copies of all the individual bills. Just a single page cover sheet that has that printout. And if we do, yeah, that's all. And if we find that, if the board after I'm gone finds after a period of time that no one's looking at it, they just stop doing it.
It was something that you wanted, right? Yeah. So.
Whenever they come in.
And Jen has time to get to them, and they're due,
it's
so that they're done in time prior to being, you know, paid before due date. What do you feel?
Well, I would be happy.
You like them?
Yeah. What I can do is I can ask if we can just get copies of the front page here. You know what? Then you guys sign and bring them to the meeting as a different packet. So if you want to view them, like you always have. I mean, there's been some before where we have some to do the first part of the month, some to do the second. So there's been times before where you just saw it was in the second part of the month, you know, and everything else. Right. So it's kind of the same way, but if you want, we'll bring the others so that it's there at least.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good. Correct. Go through what they have to get the rest of it. Yeah. It's just a.
There's no issue.
Yeah.
A lot of money in Valley Communications.
That's a big system.
100 grand?
Yeah. That's what they quoted us for.
We're getting close.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we get to the skater park. Stage two.
Stage two.
I did actually add a camera too.
Okay.
Just because I couldn't see the back of the building from in between, so they put another camera on the back building, looking across.
To the main office?
Yeah, to the main front building, because there was kind of a blind spot out there. Of all the times we've ever had vandalism ever done to the water department, it's always been in that back corner where they could tuck away from 28 and do what they want, the kids. So better to have it there than not.
I bent my thumb backwards skiing. Can't bend that thing.
I did get a splinter when I was cleaning up my yard.
Oh, okay.
But I got it, don't worry about it.
Not funny, but I feel for you. Water quality report.
All right, well, we had all coliform bacteria came back clean. We did also do nitrates here, and I just made, I know last year you wanted a copy of the nitrate report, just so you can compare it. I kind of have also. I have them if you guys want a copy of them at all, the nitrate report from there. It's actually lower than last year. We averaged about a little over 2.0 with the detection limit on there. I believe that's in per thousand, trillions or
that's parts per thousand.
Pounds per thousand, yeah, I'm sorry. In the past, last year I think it was 260 or something like that, 2.6. So it actually went down, but it goes up and down. It's actually the lowest it's been in a couple of years, but the water level's high right now.
Getting flush.
Yeah, we just started flushing, but it's amazing how the wells, how much water they have in them right now.
Well, I think the groundwater is getting a good flush.
Yeah, it is, yeah. If you go around and look into the ponds and stuff like that, but you used to be able to walk around, you better bring your boots with you.
It's
yeah.
Still Station 5, still the highest.
Yeah.
So there's only one set. There's only one report
too.
For all these, or
you want one? That's just this year's.
Okay. Is that an extra? While we're looking at that, I guess when I was driving over here, I wanted to just take a moment and thank Commissioner Robinson for all the work that he did helping Tata and Howard with that presentation. I thought that went off really well, and I think your suggestions and additions and thoughtfulness on that was extremely helpful for the district last night. So thank you for your work and efforts. Yeah, it's very, very good. Sure. That's a great idea.
So I would
do it. Yeah. Right.
If they want contact,
correct.
Okay. Yeah. They have the email addresses there too, like in the back, you know, to contact. Send it right in. You can always email them something back to them. Yep. Yeah. I'll keep the press with you. If they call me, I'll tell them to talk to you. You can, yeah.
So I would like just to say that I could not be happier or more impressed with the job you've done. It just, well, it's just compared to what. I'm just really happy to hear.
I was happy to see you at the bottom. That's great. There's only one more chance for you to be a full.
Well, at my funeral.
Next month.
As a water commissioner.
Okay.
Good to it.
I've really enjoyed this year working with you two guys. The rest of this stuff can go.
You've done an outstanding job.
So what are you doing?
Outstanding job.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Like I said, don't ask me what I should talk about.
And just on that note, I did see the email you sent today to Ryan.
Yeah.
That was why I just checked my phone when it was actually Patrick, his boss, that I called to leave a message to say how good of a job he did and if he would pass it on to the even uppers there and everything, just so we could acknowledge, even if I sent him that email, forwarded it to him or something like that. Just because I don't think Ryan probably sent it on. I think he's kind of humble and kept it going from there. Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Thank you. More on water quality? Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, actually, that was really what we had, the nitrate. That was, it's actually at a better level than last year, and I'm pretty happy with it. We do have lead and copper coming up this year, so we are trying to keep our pH up pretty high. And just, we've been doing that all year anyways, but just making sure that pumps are running and everything else. We're not having any downtime with anything, and making sure that if they are down, they're not running. We're not trying to get by at this point.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions?
All right, Superintendent's report.
All right, Superintendent's report for March of 2018, we pumped 6,019,000 gallons of water. In March of 2019, we pumped 7,340,000 gallons of water, for an increase of 1,312,000 more than last year. Almost the same exact as last month. We did have a couple freeze-ups last month, but it's been actually pretty mild. Last year we had a couple real cold days. This year it's been up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
I think it's right in line right now with the same. I'm not worried. We just had everything looked at, listened to. We just did a leak detection. I don't think there's a leak anywhere or anything like that, so we're in pretty good shape, I think. It's just weather permitting that we're going to use the water. Back on general discussion, we had two new water services go in, believe it or not. One over on Route 28. And one over on Papanesset Road. One was a well that went Hallett's old house on Route 28 up before you get to the town line, just on the left there. Karen bought the house and was redoing it. So we did bring water into there. They've had a well for years. And the other one was a brand new construction down on Papanesset, the dirt section there that runs through by Dave Naylor's house.
Okay.
Down that area, there was a lot left that some people have called on a few times. These guys finally built a house on it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's nice. Down by
Cedar
Swamp? Yeah.
Up from there,
yeah. Between Santuit, where it goes all the way back, or, yeah.
I'm sure it drains there, right?
Yeah.
It's got to.
And yeah, in Rushy Marsh around that, up above it, yeah. Rushy Marsh.
Yeah.
We didn't have any replacement services that month. The new truck's here. We have it. Um, have a little discussion with you guys that I'd like to ask and get a little advice before I go in and talk to the treasurer. I gave him the truck price, handed it in, said, here you go. And the assistant sent back, just to let you know, we are marking your account to $60,000 with $59,960-something as the price of the truck, and we're taking the $7,300 they gave you for a trade-in, and we're adding that to the general fund. It's not to be used back to the purchase of your truck. In the past, we've always used it as into the purchase of the truck. As of right now in that fund, I can't letter my truck. I can't put a sticker on my truck. That's $115 just for the sticker, and I can't afford it out of that account. I have to take it out of, over and above, out of my regular budget to do it. I was totally expecting to use it and turn back the $6,000 that was left or the $7,000 that was left, just using it for the stuff, not anything extra. Right now, the hydraulic pump that's on there couldn't be used off the old truck because it's a 2019 and there's more involved with it. The other one from a 2011, they didn't match up. So they had to call and order another one, and that's waiting to be put in now. I don't know if there's an extra charge on that. I told them I needed the truck, just give me the truck without it right now. We won't use the hydraulics. We'll use it for shipping the lime down like we have to. So I don't know if I'm going to go talk to the treasurer and say, is there a way where past precedence has always done this with the last three trucks I bought, or is this your way or the highway? So I don't understand.
So
you're not asking for all 7,000.
No. And I did, I have looked back at the way the motion was worded at district meeting the last time, and it did read for the commissioners to get rid of the truck as they saw fit in the best interest of the district and use the proceeds to go back. And I don't know going back further if the other one said so before that, or even if the truck went up that high. I don't know. It was probably my fault for not asking for that when we sent it to the treasurer to write the warrant up. How do you want it written to make sure everything was done right? It didn't say that proceeds going back or anything like that. It just said the Board of Commissioners will dispose of the vehicle as they see in the best interest of the district.
So it said that in
I believe
this one,
so, yes.
In the 2019 one?
Yes. Doesn't say
the
proceeds to go back.
That's up to us.
I believe so. But I have to really read the wording a little more. And there's actually, we put a question into somebody to ask us that could give us a little more of the legal on it. But, and we're waiting to hear from him also before we go in.
And I don't know if it's an auditor's thing or if it's a treasurer's office thing, but I think, yeah, we need to get the hydraulic pump on and we need to get a letter from him.
Correct.
Set
and
up.
Inspected.
And inspected.
And it is inspected. I've already inspected it. I have the bill. It hasn't come yet. If worse comes to worse, I can take it out of this truck fund this year. I'm just saying there's not enough to have it done in there. I would have liked to have taken it out of the other and not gone into my budget of this year. This was a special appropriation. I was trying to make it so we didn't have to. Everything was underneath. That's the original thought was to get a Dodge, and Dodge didn't make the truck. So I had to go with either a Ford or a Chevy. Chevy was way up.
Yep.
Ford came in high, but they said, how about if we give you this much for your trade-in, and we'll knock it all the way down? And I said, okay.
Doesn't get turned back into the general fund until there's a vote by
That seems like the way that it should work. I just know with government equipment, like working in a school, I can't even get rid of books that are 30 years old. I can't get rid of anything. I have to surplus them, right? I have to surplus everything in it. So I don't know.
That's why we put some phone calls in to ask before anything said. There's a couple issues that we have to go and ask about, a couple different. They did. They gave me a bill with a credit on there, the original price, the minus the seven so-and-so, and put in. And he said, I'm going to take and put this in as the original price with the of $59,000 so-and-so and take the other to put it applied over. This is how I'm booking it. I'm sorry, that was from the assistant. That wasn't from the treasurer. She told me it was from him, though.
So I'm not a lawyer and I'm not an accountant. I just know what always kind of makes sense. When we talked about this, we always knew there was going to be some extra cost because of this truck had to have the back end of the other one taken off, cleaned up, painted. It was always part of the whole package. And we looked at $60,000 with in mind the trade-in, you know, to take care of that. This may be perfectly legal and makes sense to an accountant, and they'd be as shocked if, as I am right now, going it this way if it went the other way. But we need to find out. We need to find out for all in the same town. Just that we don't. This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we bought a new fire truck last year. Was the same thing done with that?
They donated the old fire truck.
They donated it. So we take a trade in. Because we have a new treasurer, so I mean, I just wondering.
Correct. And the last one was done by Treasurer Daly, I believe, who was the last one when I bought my truck, and he had wrote it that way so we could put it back, the proceeds of the trade in, into the purchase of the new vehicle.
Okay.
Is that part of the vehicle, or is
it? I'm sorry. It was something we went to a district meeting and asked for $60,000 for the purchase of a new truck.
So each truck is installed?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. When we think we need a new vehicle, that's like with the... Yeah, well, it was the truck account. The line, yeah. It was a special appropriation.
It's not a special fund.
Correct. Correct. I apologize.
So it's not
special appropriation.
Well, I think that we were appropriated by the district for $60,000 for the truck, so $60,000 should go into that truck, not anything less, unless it's all done and it is less, and it's not all done.
Left over after the truck is fully operational.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fine. We have a fuel account, but the truck needs to have the hydraulic pump in it. It needs to be lettered. It needs to be
inspected.
Ready to go.
Yeah, you can go. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not functional and
right.
It's not serving the district.
The district
said they wanted a new truck.
Right. I had the cage sanded down. I have to put some safety straps on the top.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that weren't done that should have been done in the beginning that you find out afterwards. You know.
That's why we budgeted 60K.
Having said that, and we go through that process, I think we ought to consider if that is not a fruitful exercise, how do we get that truck into service? As I'm looking at the budget here, the line item about truck repair, there's almost $1,200 left in it. In our gasoline engine fuel, out of a $10,000 budget, we have almost $5,000 left with maybe 3 months to go.
Yeah, I still have to top up my propane tanks,
right,
stuff
I just
like that. But it's not going to use it all up. And you have to also realize it's a total budget. I already have $15,000 off the top for the USDA.
Yep.
That's been taken off, but I have less to work with. This is just another punch in my side, basically. And I understand it's supposed to be a estimated amount of what I'm going to spend, you know, whether I go over or not, but I'm kind of proud and I've never gone over, and I'd like to keep it that way. So, that being said, you know, I fully felt as though that was kind of a slap when I wasn't expecting it in any way.
I would say that if the $60,000 appropriation less the $52,500 for the partial truck that we've got right now, and therefore the remaining $74,8390 is not available to finish that truck, then the treasurer needs to come in and explain to us exactly why.
Yeah. Because he's wrote it out right now as $59,000.
$60,000, and he can bring his auditor if he wants, but he needs to come talk to us about that.
Okay. We'll put something together, whether it's...
Yeah, well, he works for us, right? I think the treasurer works for the commissioners.
Yeah, I believe. How are you?
So... No, we need the truck to be fully operational. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because he's still trying to get his equipment operational.
Yes, that's all I wanted. And like I said, I was going to have to go away and have to, as soon as the pump comes in, and have that done.
Yeah.
That company, like I said, I owe them for sandblasting or for sanding out the cage. Because it was rusting and falling apart. I told them to take it down, repaint it when they were doing it. I want to get the safety sand on the top so the guys don't slip while they're up there, especially in winter and everything, trying to keep safety into here. There's little things that have to be done. And like I said, I don't know for sure if that pump will cost us any money, but...
Should.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they were supposed to transfer the old pump to the new truck, and if it doesn't fit...
Pump. It's a new pump.
Exactly. It's got to be a new pump that comes in.
Yeah.
So.
Who should compose that? If you want to compose a letter, you want me to get together with Jen?
Yeah. Let's wait until we hear from the gentleman that we called. I think he was on vacation at the time. And just make sure his philosophy back on it, too. Or if you guys want to just say...
You want to wait until you go to the cost?
Yeah, I can make a phone call tomorrow, try to find out how much it's going to cost, and I will owe these people at the end there, and the $155 on the inspection sticker, I can pay out of this year's budget if I have to.
I think it should all be paid out of this. That's what it was for.
Right.
That's what the district told. I don't think we should be messing with money.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can put together, listen, this is how much more it's going to cost to finish the truck. The problem is that I tried to call... the guy who lettered the truck, and I didn't realize, but he closed down in December of 2018 after 26 years of business and hasn't opened up a new one, so I have to find somebody else to let on the side. So,
Lukeens do that?
Does he? It might be a guy to call then on it.
Lukeens might do that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll find out.
Keep
yeah.
Local.
Let me look. I know I have a name of somebody in my phone because I said somebody was asking me if I was going to get my boat lettered, and they said, well, how you so-and-so if you haven't. I said, no, I got a guy. Don't worry about it. Okay.
What are your thoughts, Doug?
Well, my thoughts is besides if we can come up with what you feel comfortable as a price for all these things to get the truck actually in service, we should let the treasurer know that that's what we expect to have in our budget to complete this process. And we need to do it in a timely fashion because the truck can't be used without it.
Yeah.
And waiting, if we wait till the third week of May, and then, you know, the year's going to be over with before we know it. Yeah. And we need to get it, need to get use out of it.
So this was a capital expense that can be carried over, right?
A special appropriation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until we say, hey, take back the funds.
Yeah.
If it doesn't get sent back this year, it can be done next year. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the truck to use right now, so we need to use it.
Well, we can get it used, but we can, if they don't bill us in time, we can.
Yeah, I can't do certain things with the truck. I can't do any kind of, like, if I come across a flooded out pit, I can't pump it out with a hydraulic pump. If I need to do road work, I can't use a jackhammer. Or to cut something with a saw, I can't use the saw that we use to cut with. There's a bunch of things that hydraulics run.
Yeah.
So we had a cutoff saw, a jackhammer, like I said, a pump, and different things there. So, true.
Yeah.
It's very restricted on what it can do. It's not at its full potential.
No, it's like $7,400, almost $7,500 left in there, and that should be in there until everything is done, and then we'd be happy to give it back to the district or whatever.
Right, that would be our plan, as far as I think. Yeah. I mean, that would always be our plan. Uh-huh. I'm not going to spend money foolishly. I'm not running out and looking for something to spend the money on. I'm just trying to keep it to do its purpose. All right, that's the truck, and I'll see what I can get tomorrow and find out a little more.
Is this the way this was presented to you, just like this?
I think so. Also on here, you guys asked to get a little update on Tower North. I did reach out to them, and the site developer got back to me, the manager. And I'll just kind of read what he said. T-Mobile is the one that has the antennas up there right now. They're still waiting on their fiber circuit delivery to go live, so they can go live. They say it will be on air within a couple weeks. So one of those, the tallest unit that's over there by itself, should be disappearing right after that.
That's the cow that's existing.
Correct.
Pull that out.
That's the single one that's there. Yeah.
Fire up that.
Yep.
That self
system. Yep. They're waiting for the fiber circuit to go up top and get that live first. Then they'll take down the other stuff. Sprint has their pad and power installed. They believe that they will be back on site mid next week, or the beginning of the week of 4/29. They are striving to be on air by 5:15.
As soon as they're on air, that cow will be out. Is that the way our?
There's two people on that cow. You got to make sure both of them are done. So AT&T also has started their work supposedly today, and they're still looking at a goal of 5:15 also. So that other cow and everything else after 5:15, they'll work to start bringing that and all the equipment out and off.
Okay.
That's there. Right. We're looking at least mid next month before they even start moving some of the equipment. Yes. I think they have to wait until the entire project's done, just in case they have to bring in a crane or anything like that, other big vehicles to put up the rest of the antennas that are there. I believe they're responsible for cleanup afterwards. I'll make sure with this guy Joe. They've been pretty good. I'm a little mad that they put that tiny little gate like they did there. That's pretty ridiculous if you ask me. I'm going to take the yellow gate that's there and see if I can get someone to move it just beyond where the site is now on the road and have them put it way over there, and that way I've already noticed that people are driving through already from going across the sand pit, driving up and out, going through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've opened it up to travel. Just that yellow one that's over there that opens up, it barely ever gets opened. And they'll put it over there, put it together, and more than likely we'll never open it unless there's a leak.
Is that a district gate?
We bought those years ago. That one and the two gates, a couple barriers, and everything else, and some of the entrances we put. We went through a welding company. Why isn't there one? You mean over where
the new road, the gate is so far in.
Yeah, they put it in there. That's how they had put it originally. They were supposed to be beside our gate, so that their gate was on one side, ours was on the other, so if they wanted to access that road, they could do it. But they put it so far away that it's ridiculous. People can drive around both sides of it.
Yeah,
anyway,
it sounds like you're thinking about it. I think that's great. I just think something needs to follow through around whose responsibility it is.
Yeah, they have to get access in there to that site.
I can talk about securing the well field from that.
Yeah. And like I said, I think that'll help. I don't think I'll ever stop four wheelers from going in, but I might be able to stop the trucks. So that's what I got from that.
I do think that you should think about if you have the second gate,
I'm not either. I'm not really sure. Like I said, I thought that it was supposed to go. The road was supposed to be at more of an angle that went in there, but they decided with the big vehicle that was in there, they couldn't make that corner. They had to cut it in wider because the trailer that they had was so long. So they had to back up to try to make it. Well, that's when they punctured the gas tank out there, the diesel tank.
Well, if they can move it closer to the road and put it adjacent to ours so that either they can get in for their maintenance or we can get in if we need to.
Yeah, and that I think that we've never just blocked that road because it's always been an ancient way there. That road that goes up and over, it's still a town ancient way.
Is it still on the books?
Yeah. So I think we've always just done it off of that from where the water main went through.
Do we know exactly where the line is? Well, that's pretty close.
Oh, yeah. So you know where the yellow gate is that's there? So that yellow gate is, it's almost right on top of it, just up with this, it's probably like 10 feet away from it. There's a orange flag there, and it cuts back at that point. It cuts over.
So, am I responsible for the gate?
Post. Yeah, or post. South.
But,
definitely.
And Bart doesn't know that if they start building the nest on those cows, they can't be moved until.
I told him that. Yeah, I said, hey, I said, you know, I'll be collecting rent. I said, they're up till August if you guys don't get that out of there soon. If those birds start building on there again. He said, hey, not my fault. He says they're doing what they're doing, and I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, they're already on that that new one too. I saw them over there dropping sticks on there the other day.
That's a higher point.
Yeah.
So they don't like that. They don't prefer that.
So with those cows still being there, people have been asking me about when is that property finally going to be, put back to some sort of natural condition.
It will be real nice. Once things are out of there and we can actually go in there and put a plan together, there's a lot of little trees and stuff like that in our own that we can actually have people scoop up. Yeah. And we get some beautiful beech trees around there, some nice white pines. Yep. Wouldn't be bad at all.
Restoration.
Might have to put some regular shrubs in there around that sample tap. So you can pull a truck up beside there or something like that, because there is a sample tap there in the middle right now.
Is there
water?
That
was the idea.
Is there the spigot there?
Yeah. That green box is where we take a monthly sample. Just it used to be at the tank that was there, and we moved it back a little bit, and that way we didn't have to look for a new sample location. We could use it as a one of our routine sample sites.
So is there a pump?
No. Well, yeah, there is. You can put a pump on in the winter, and it pumps the pipe out.
So it's not it's not pumped, and it's not flowing water.
No, just an actual faucet, basically, without anything. Just got a smooth surface on it and everything. The only thing I don't like about it is it's just exposed for someone to run over or go over and mess with.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, I know we had talked about possibly getting an Osprey Nets platform there to memorialize Bryant.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really make a lot of sense biologically.
They won't use it once we plant it again.
But if we had a scout project or an AmeriCorps project, and if they could maybe incorporate a pollinator garden into it, maybe we could get that as a as a spot. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But that might be something we can talk about.
The last was, as you guys saw, the security cameras are all in. They're pretty much there. They've had
facial recognition.
Close to, close to.
I got the camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was you.
We heard about it.
We heard someone out there of this reputable, you know. Worry about you.
That's great.
Yeah, they came up to me and told me that somebody put a bunch of trash out by one of the gates. So I went and looked at it, went back, and I was looking. I could never, for some reason, never saw anybody put the trash down. Then I went over and looked at the sand pit, and I got somebody walking by at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, ha!
There he is. Picking up trash.
Oh, yeah. Cleaning up. Hey, why not?
That's great.
Yeah, the last was just that security and everything. They have actually gone out and are under the process right now of what they need to get for PLCs and everything else. So we're well into it right now.
Okay. All right.
And that's good.
Well, I'm glad to hear by middle of May we can expect those cows maybe to get out of there, provided the birds aren't nesting.
Right, and there's some other stuff there. They got to get the other equipment out of there, that fencing and stuff like that has to go. So there's still a little bit of a project there.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else on the superintendent's report?
I'm good.
Questions? Okay. Okay. Old business, cost of services rate proposal discussion. And I think we need an official vote here to implement.
All right. My takeoff on the meeting last night and the response we got. When we talked about the rates and the justification for it, the effect on the tax rate that we expect to get. We also talked about getting 4 bills a month and how to be segregated out. Yeah, 4 times a year, and 2 of them would be for the basic rate, 2 would be for the overage. We also talked about the additional money for the stabilization fund. And we talked about the difference between doing it, I think it was at least mentioned, all at once or spread out over some time. And I acknowledge the fact that if we did it all at once, which is what I prefer, it wouldn't be a hit, but it would be over with all at once, 1 year, it would be done. And no one seemed to argue about that. I don't remember anyone, opposing it, or I think they gained, through the presentation by Tate and Howard's man Ryan there, and I think they felt that we could put together a good package and would trust what our judgment was.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. So would you like to have a motion?
Yes.
And make a motion that we instigate the new water rates, billing periods, in all aspects of the cost of service study for the fiscal year starting July 1st, 2019.
Okay, so initiate new water rates as proposed in the Tata and Howard report for billing.
The water rates have been the basic use.
Four billings, which include the basic use rates, the stabilization fund appropriations, and the...
Yeah, it's supposed to be voted on at district meeting.
Stabilization. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're actually approving that this point, recommending it to ourselves.
We're so recommending that it move forward.
So maybe that we should vote to
leave out everything but the stable.
To adopt the new rates.
Yeah.
Motion was made and seconded to adopt new rates as presented, including basic use and excess use fees.
Yes.
So that would be one motion.
In rate of study proposal. Okay, so yep. This includes $4 billion per year. So I just wrote down motion to adopt new rates as presented, including basic use and excess use fees and rate of study proposal. This includes $4 billings per year as presented to the district. By consultants. Is that... The 416 Civic Association.
Just writing.
Is there any discussion?
Material and stuff like this just gives us more of a heads up and gets us in line. If you do it now, it's probably better for us so we can get things better.
Yeah, I think it makes it official. I think it's better for the district as well, so that if they actually did it, so that if we have some pushback, we can field it. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There should be a drum roll.
Drum roll.
Yes.
That's good.
And then the second motion that we recommend the stabilization fund modification with the funding of the and that's a recommendation to the district.
Yeah. The meter fee is contingent on that thing going forward. If it doesn't go forward with the district, then we're not going to collect the money. Second.
Any discussion?
So I've got a motion made and seconded to establish and fund a stabilization fund for the water department. Said fund... only be legitimized by the change, the proposed bylaw change at district meeting. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Any other discussion? Cindy, would you like to share?
Like this.
Yeah.
Okay, just like the issue you had earlier in the meeting regarding the trading company versus trust, there are two special appropriations that were done in previous years for water treatment and conservation. Last fall, after attending the committee meeting, I went to Chris and Jen and gave them a heads up of what I thought was inappropriate. The goals of the fund has been determined, and now I see that they've disappeared off the ledger, and I would like to know what your plans are for that back. When we have a special appropriation and that's money they're voting for that specific item. They're not just making slush funds that if you don't use it, you can be spent, and we don't know where it goes. So,
I think if that did happen, that is a legitimate concern, but I think it's different than the motion that's in front of us now to establish a stabilization fund.
No, wait, we just need to...
No, we have to vote on this, and then...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I thought you were going again.
That's all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Good. Get to that.
We've got to get to this at the, towards the end.
Yeah. Oh, no, we still have public comment here coming up, right? Oh. We moved it to the end at the request of one member of the public. Okay. So we're good with the old business. New business, we got a leak adjustment request. We also have a letter thanking the young man that filmed last night for his video services. And Jen drafted a letter here.
It is.
It is. Should I read it into the record?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're starting to have a hard, tough time.
I'm struggling. But I'll be okay.
This is from the Water Department. This is Jared Cole, Meadowlark Lane, Osterville, regarding his health video services at the commissioner's meeting last night. Dear Jared, on behalf of the Fire District, we extend our thanks and gratitude for the services that you provided at our April 16, 2019 meeting. Implementing a rate increase is a complex process and one that must be effectively communicated in order to be successful. You are an integral part of that success. In addition to recording the meeting, your ability to customize also wish to commend you for your service to the community as a member of Boy Scouts of America. Your service to the district personifies the BSA Scout law, being helpful, friendly, and courteous. You were well prepared for your role in completing a successful test run. Be sure you and your equipment are up to the task and will arrive early to set up in advance of the meeting. The values and skills that are required for your participation in this organization provide you with a strong foundation for success throughout your life. Best wishes as you continue your journey with the scouting organization and continue development of your digital media skills. We hope that you will continue to be a leader in your community. Sincerely,
commissioners. That's excellent.
It's nice saying nice stuff.
Yeah, it is. I think you did an outstanding job. I think we should all sign this and send it to.
That's the official one. That's all.
You have to save this $200.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. We also have a leak adjustment request. That is from Conrad Geyser, 64 Old Shore Road, leak adjustment. A leak in the service line on the property, which wasn't discovered until the October water bill was received. He was able to dig up the line, repair it, and construct an access vault to be able to monitor it. The leak was caused by corroded fitting where the water branches to my barn. Didn't file an insurance claim for the event. There was no damage other than the loss of water below his picture wall. And he's looking for some relief.
He had a pit. He had no idea that it was leaking. We had to inform him of it. At the time, we shut his service off. His service started leaking. He had to replace the service also. In the meantime, he fixed this. We shut him down, and he fixed the problem. He's never had a leak adjustment in the past or anything. It's quite a significant difference, but he's never been a huge user either of water.
So what is your recommendation to lay it down to what?
Past, as we have in the past, for anybody who hasn't. You only can do it so many times, and Conrad hasn't.
But the adjustment follows what's the
average that he's used in the past?
Yes.
I like that recommendation.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So Jen and Brian asked if the government was putting something together. We had originally.
Is this the wording here as well, Mark? That Jen included in our packet?
Yes.
Okay.
So. Our mission is to provide a clean and adequate water supply to a district through a central system for drinking, domestic and commercial use, and fire protection. We need to own and control sufficient natural land areas for well field production and aquifer protection. We are constantly evaluating our infrastructure, ensuring regulatory compliance for public health, and planning for future needs of the villages we serve. We aim to provide efficient and friendly service to our ratepayers and customers.
Good. Do we have an existing issue?
So
statement?
No. Well, it's about time then.
Yeah.
Make a motion, we accept.
It's always been changed.
Yeah.
We should have to think, because it is
it's
an official publication.
Yeah.
We should adopt it.
Yes.
Make a motion, we adopt this mission statement.
I would second that. Mm. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay. Public comment. You made it already. So let's have a discussion about this. So
okay.
there's an issue with some funds that were allocated for capital expenditures and that were on our books and recently disappeared from our books.
I just want to say because it's not on our agenda, we do have a line at the bottom that says matters not reasonably
yes.
anticipated by the chair. So this is something that just came to our attention within the past 24, 36 hours, and it did not give us reasonable time to anticipate this.
Yes. So this is within that purview. So, was it security system, water department security system, appropriations 30-450-404-5851-19?
No, if you look into your other packet that Jen gives you monthly, it's for well treatment and cleaning. I believe in pump replacement.
I was just looking at those.
Yeah, if you look at the other one that we usually have, the one that you have right there to the second page, you go down to the very bottom. This one from 2014-2015, they end up in. I think this one for 30,000 and 15 for 30,000.
Okay. So one from
2014, one from 2015.
Is that 2014 or is that
yeah.
2013? It's got a 14 on the end of it.
2013, 2015. Yeah, you're correct. I'm sorry. Yes, one of them was 2013, I believe. Both of those funds were...
special appropriations.
Yep, for cleaning. We got to roll in a couple stations when we did the chemical feed pump last year or this year. So that's money that would have come out of that account if we did go over. We cleaned two of the pumps, replaced the motors, stuff like that. We kind of rolled it in with the project itself. We didn't know if we would be going over at all. We kind of use those because that's what they were appropriated for these two stations. Now as they've been cleaned, they're there. They can be used as another station. I just had well maintenance done at the beginning of last week. I haven't got the report yet. I know that he did feel as though one of our pumps would have to be pulled and straightened out and probably cleaned at the same time. Whether that money could be used for that and I wouldn't have to go to appropriation next year. Would be nice, but those money that's there has never been borrowed that I know of. He's always said to me, until you need it, I won't borrow it. Previous treasurer and Ray at the same time. So I had a discussion with Ray back when this project first told him and said, I would like to keep those for a cushion in case something happens and these bids come in really high. And I said, if I don't need the money, I'll let you know. And he said, let's wait to the end of the project. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it then. I said, I don't foresee it going over too much. If you really need to turn back any money, I can give you the older one at this point. He said, don't worry about it at this point. We'll wait to the end of the project, and we'll talk about it. I said, okay. He said, we'll return it then if you can't use it. I said, fine. Project's not over. This is the first I've heard that it's gone without me looking and seeing that it disappeared anywhere. This is the first I've heard of it.
So a couple questions. All right, just is there any anticipation between now and the end of this fiscal year that you would need any of that money?
I don't think anything could happen fast enough for that to happen before this time in the end.
Okay.
Right now. I anticipate that maybe after fiscal year, I still have to get the report from them that says if you need to get this done, it's going to cost you so much money to have it done. I can't just give it to that person. I have to call two more people and say, hey, listen, I got to get this looked at, cleaned, whatever. I have to do my due diligence of getting three different prices in because it's going to be over so much money. I can't just pick somebody to do it. So I have to wait for them to come in with the prices. There's no way that could possibly happen in the next 2 months.
Okay, so it's not unreasonable from an accounting point of view that something that's been on the books for a period of time that they might want to, after they talk to us about it, let's close these out. If you need to have some money next year, we can.
Yeah, I believe it's common accounting practice, yes, not to leave anything out there too long.
I think it's 5 or 6 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So just keep in mind, first of all, we don't know. All we know is it doesn't show up on our line item.
Correct.
We don't know if it was ever funded, and if it was ever funded, if that funds was ever used for anything.
Correct.
So there's some things we don't know, and I don't want to make any assumptions. Yeah, but there's been some other talk too. So.
We have never submitted any bills on those.
Yes. Well, let's just
yeah.
So that I think if we don't need this,
okay.
You know, I wouldn't. I mean, I would like to find out why it was taken away, based on what, you know, without any kind of consultation. I do believe that we are, as a board, make the decision to turn the money back if
sure.
They request it based on accounting purposes. You know, then we would discuss it, and I think as logical, if it's a logical thing, we would say, okay, we would turn it back at a time that we decide to do it. And then, you know, request a certain amount of money for a project as we would go forward, another $30,000 or something like that, starting in 2019. That would be, to me, a logical thing to do. So that's one thing about this. The other thing is, we don't know if it was ever funded. And so I can't make an assumption that it was and that it was used in any other way until I find out if it was.
So I'm not sure what you mean by I don't know if it was ever funded. Was there a warrant for this?
But
when an appropriation comes in, it, a lot of times we don't just run out and get the money. They won't just run out and get it, but they'll put it on the books of I'll get it when you need it. So we're not just sitting there paying interest on money and having it never used or anything like that, or you're not paying it early or anything like that. So they don't just run out and grab the money until we need it or until I ask them to. Say, I'll give Ray a call and say, heads up, I'm going to go pick up the truck, or heads up, I'm going to start that project coming up at the end of the month here or within 2 months, 3 months.
Then they
we try to give him a little heads up so he can go out and acquire the funds to come back. Nothing should have been paid out of those two accounts. I'll repeat myself, nothing should have been paid without an initial by me or a signature by you. That is a dedicated fund to us for well treatment, for cleaning, and I don't think that they would have put something else out of there. If there's something in financials, I think think something probably got charged to the wrong account, and that's going to be changed quick if that's the case, because the auditors will tell them right away, you can't do that. So I don't know, like you said, I glanced through some of the expenditures from the past, and there's a time frame where it kind of disappears. The time frame where it kind of looks like all of a sudden there's only so much money left in it. So I don't know exactly what happened there, but it's going to take a discussion. And I don't know if that's something I'll go in alone and talk about, if I should bring backup with me or what, but
it's...
Usually in the end of fiscal year, when I'm closing out my year or something like that, I'll say to them, hey, listen, I'm done with the truck appropriation. I can turn back the $2,000 that's left. I'm not going to use the rest. You know, we're done with the security project. There's this much left. Turn it back in. And that usually doesn't come to you guys or anything like that at the end. But an entire thing like that, maybe that's something that you would want to be part of instead of seeing.
But to me, if the five-year-old accounts, in case they weren't used, then that's just like a little appropriation used in your question.
The only thing I have to that is I would love to see this report, and I can make the phone call tomorrow to the guy and say, listen, give me your request now. Because if something has to be done, I'd rather get the stuff going now and do it in the fall with the funds I already have than happen to wait a year and a half to get funds again. And that's the only thing. And that's the only thing. That's why. Correct. This is money that's already been okay to us to use, and we can actually do it. For me to do it, if I do it, it either has to come out of my regular budget or I have to go to a special meeting to ask for the money after that.
So of the things that we discussed, obviously if some stuff is sitting there for over a period of time,
yeah,
and it's a regular, two alarms should be taken off. You can do it in a timely fashion. That's one thing. The fact that you were asked about it and you said, no, I'd like to save it until I find out for sure if I need it, tells me that you said no.
Right, and he
don't
agreed.
Take this out.
He actually was the one, when I offered, I said, listen, if you want to take the oldest one back, I don't foresee it going any more than $20,000 over if this happens.
Yeah. So
if you want to take it, he said, well, why don't you hold them both till this project's over, then we'll discuss it again or turn them both back.
So with that in mind, the fact that it has gone from our ledgers here is no longer... This right here, and these items right here were missing.
Those were handed out as an active account for us.
These are the ones.
These are the ones right here. No. So the fact that these things disappear without any consultation or any notice or any communication at all with the commissioners or the superintendent, I find that to be alarming.
Could they be just like a subset of inactive accounts? I mean, this is a printout. The computer itself might have another page.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know for sure that it's just disappeared.
Yeah, and maybe when he comes to talk to us about the truck, if he doesn't just restore that money so that we can get the truck finished, if he decides, okay, I got to go talk to these guys and tell them what's going on,
yeah,
which is legitimate, if that's what he needs to do, he's got to do that. If he wants to also discuss those funds with us at that point, that would be fine.
Okay.
But it's like there's
we
a
do
gap
need
of information.
Yeah. We do need to have a discussion, and I think that this needs to be addressed, because if it is, I don't want to have a practice established by the treasurer to make an independent determination that I think these have been on too long, so I'm going to take them off without us knowing about it and us making plans to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is right. These are kind of important funds when you're talking about pump replacement and well treatment. Big stuff. We need water.
It is. Yeah. And it's not cheap. I think the last time I looked at it, that's about a $20,000 job to, especially Station 5.
Yeah.
It's 130 feet deep. They got to pull out of there, so it's a lot of stuff. They got to run through a machine shop and straighten out that shaft and replace the bowls and everything else. I mean, that could be a very expensive project. And
so,
like I said, you know just as much as me that I can't just have them, that person do it without a suggestion. I got to call two other people and to get them to come out and look at it.
So what do you want? What's the best scenario for you from us?
I think. No, I haven't talked to the treasurer yet about it. I'll have to sit down and have a discussion with him about the truck, about that, and I have another problem with some money that I've never got to confirm that it came out of the right account. So I have to get confirmation from him, even though he gave me verbal confirmation on it. His assistant gave me confirmation that she wasn't going to do it, but after I talked to him, she never gave me confirmation that she did it. So I just have
to
make sure.
Do you want one of us to join you?
I think it should be more of an unannounced visit to talk to him personally, I think, on it. And I think the two of us can sit down and talk about it. He can give me his reason. And if I think I need you guys, I'll come back and just make a call and say, you know what, I don't think that we're going to be able to handle it on our own.
Right.
Go through the
that's not
going
to be to the satisfaction of my
correct,
commission.
Correct. You know, it's reasonable, you know, and we'll see how he feels about it. As long as it's me and him talking, I think it's fine. I'm done.
Okay.
I'll talk, and I'll let anybody know if they have to come talk with me.
Public comment.
Just basically being aware that I don't think we've ever actually, unless it's come down to actually have to have a meeting with everybody in the mind. But,
yeah. Other thoughts?
Yeah, the only last thought I have is that realizing that it's too late to print a warrant for this next year, it kind of has to come back onto the books. At least one of them, yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Includes other matters not anticipated by the chair.
Is there another meeting?
Anything else?
No, it was canceled. It was, there was a thing on the town council's website that they had canceled it yesterday morning.
Okay.
yesterday morning they did it. What's that?
No, production committee was going to meet here. And I saw her this morning, this afternoon, I saw her on the Town of Boston's website yesterday morning, the 16th, that it was canceled. The third Wednesday would be
the 15th. No, 15th.
Yeah, the 15th. Of June. Of May. When's this repeat? We'd be the 4th. Yeah.
And when is the Civic Association meeting for?
27. Can tonight?
Is the Prudential Committee meeting again in May? Is that the 6th or the... Oh, there's one in April, right?
The 22nd they're supposed to meet, but
April.
Again, that hasn't been.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm in 2018. Hold on, I gotta go back to 2019. The 22nd they should be meeting. But they'd have to advertise it tomorrow to get there on the 22nd.
Yep.
Other than that, I don't know when they plan. It's not the 22nd, it'll be the 29th, and they got to have everything done and accepted and closed that night.
Okay. And I'm going to get in touch with Mark Boudreau hopefully tomorrow, if he's around, available.
Okay.
About the stabilization fund wording. And, so that we can get that to the Prudential Committee.
So we have a motion to meet May 15th, 5:30.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. May 15th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have no problem with that one.
It is 7:12 p.m. All's quiet on the Western Front.
7:12, April 17th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.